Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. This is Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And earlier, Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com talked with Titans beat writer Jim Wyatt of the Daily Tennessean and previewed Sunday's game in Tennessee.
All right, let's talk about the Titans heading into this game. How much have they been affected by the loss of Albert Haynesworth in that front line?
I think they have done a pretty good job of moving on without him, to be honest with you. They have more of a rotation working. Well, they've got five guys that are kind of rotating into those two spots. I think they feel like they are keeping guys fresh. You know, Jason Jones, the second-round pick from 2008, who was kind of the guy that's replacing him. But they also signed Jovan Hayes, you know, a free agent who's been in the league for a while. Get Kevin Vickerson, another big body. And then send Derek Marcus, a draft pick. This is from this past year's draft class, a second-rounder who kind of rounds out that group. Tony Brown is the other starter who started off with Haynesworth last year and is still in the mix. So I think they feel like with those five, you know, there ought to be some strength in numbers. Now, they don't have that dominant guy like Haynesworth, and I'm certainly not going to say that they've answered all the questions and that they're going to be better without him. I just think that the drop-off is not going to be as big as some people think it might. Mm.
Do you think they're still going to be able to generate consistent pressure just with their front four without bringing a lot of blitzers?
Well, that kind of remains to be seen. I mean, I think ideally that's what they'd like to do. You know, they've got a new coordinator, Chuck Cecil, who would like to do some of the same things that Jim Schwartz did it during his time as coordinator. Him and they did not like to put their secondary on the spot by sending extra blitzers all the time. They like to rely on their front four to get pressure. Now, against the Steelers in week one, they were able to sack Roethlisberger four times, and they, you know, those sacks, you know, and a lot of pressure came from the defensive line. Now, as the season goes on, we'll see if they can continue to do that. I have a hunch that they will have to send, you know, send some extra players on occasion just to get a consistent push. Otherwise, those guys are going to be just worn out at the end of games.
You mentioned that loss at Pittsburgh, of course, the 13-10 in overtime there in week one. The Titans have had almost 10 days now to stew over that loss. Do you think that's going to be a factor this week?
Well, I think they're, you know, not only upset about the way that game played out, because it's a game I think they felt like they could win. I think they also have in the back of their minds, you know, the 13-12 loss to the Texans last December. You know, they had won seven in a row in this series, and it pretty much dominated the Texans in some of those games. And to go down there and lose and to give up over 200 receiving yards to Andre Johnson and not playing, you know, they don't think they feel like they played very well. You know, they've got that in the, you know, in the back of their minds as well. I think more than anything else, though, they realize that they've got to find a way to win. They can't afford to drop and do an 0-2 hole. I know that's the same thing the Texans are thinking there. But it's a big game as far as getting back on track, because three of the next four games for this team are on the road. Including what could be a tough game against the Jets and playing at New England, at Jacksonville, so they can't afford to slip to 0-2.
And last year, Steve Slayton had 100 yards against the Titans twice. He's the only player in the league to do it at all. I'm sure that's not sitting too well with the Titans players this week either, huh?
Yeah, and I think they, you know, certainly they don't want to make it, let it happen three times in a row. Since the team has been playing in Nashville as the Titans, and only three other backs besides Steve Slayton put up that double dip against them, where they both, you know, ran for over 100 yards in both games. One of them was Fred Taylor, one of them was Edgerrin James, and the other one was a former Texan, Dominic Williams. Dominic Davis, I guess now. Maybe it's Dominic Davis and Dominic Williams now, but certainly not a lot of people have done that against this Titans defense. And he was the only back, you know, as you mentioned, all season last year, I'm trying to playoff game, in 17 games that ran for over 100 yards. I think they feel like they can do a lot better job against him this year. They need to tackle better. And, you know, in the second game against the Texans, I think they did a pretty good job of him. But there was a run late in the game where he was able to squirt free and get about 30 yards and got over the, you know, got right to 100 as a result of that. I think they feel like if they tackle well and are disciplined in what they do, I think they feel like they can slow him down and keep him from getting there this time.
I want to ask you a question about the Titans offense. I read on the Tennessean website that you said a top 10 finish for this offense isn't out of the question. Can you talk a little bit about why you think that, and maybe some new players they've added that you think are going to make a big impact this year?
Well, it's funny, this team and this franchise franchise has been known over the years for just being a grinded-out running team, you know, whether it was Eddie George or whoever the running back lined up back there behind the quarterback. That's what they were going to do, and they certainly have got a really talented running back in Chris Johnson, a player in Lindell White, who certainly gives you a nice difference there as far as his style and the way he plays. So I think it's a good 1-2 punch with those two. But they've got some weapons around here that they have not had, in several years. And I'm talking about guys like Nate Washington, who they signed from the Steelers, who's a speedster who can stretch the field, and Kenny Britt, their first-round pick out of Rutgers, who got off to a good start against the Steelers, you know, in week one. Jerry Cook is a tight end they drafted in the third round. That looks more like a receiver. He's really athletic and go up and get the ball. I think he should make his return against the Texans this week. And then Justin Gage, is a veteran who is in three of his last games has really been productive for him. He had a good game against the Steelers last year in a playoff game against the Ravens. He had over 100 yards. He had 100 yards against the Steelers late in the season. Mm-hmm. So with all those guys, I didn't even mention Bo Scaife, their top receiver last year as far as catches. With all those guys, Kerry Collins has some weapons that he can distribute the ball to. And I think when you're able to stretch the field with those receivers, I think the running game opens up, and I think it works both ways. The running game is going, these guys are going to make some plays downfield. So they just have a lot more options this year than they have in previous years on offense.
Well, Jim, I really appreciate the insight. Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you your prediction for how this game is going to play out and what you think the score is going to be.
Well, I think it's going to be, I think the Texans, certainly I'm not of the opinion that they are the team that everybody saw against the Jets. I think they'll be better. With that said, I think the Titans still have to have the edge playing at home. I think across, as a team, I think the Titans have got more talent on the roster right now than the Texans. And I think the Titans find a way to win. I think it's close. I'm picking 27-20 Titans over the Texans on Sunday.
All right, Jim Wyatt, Titans beat writer for the Tennessee, and thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, appreciate you having me. Football time in Houston.